Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Rosie.
Andrea Rosen.
Hi.
Welcome to the mini.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're so good. We're so glad to have you here. Daniel Van Kirk is here.
Always.
How are you, Dan?
I'm good, friends.
Guys, world's getting dumber. It got dumber from the last time we did this show till now. And by the way, before we get into anything, we do want to thank everyone who's jumped onto the drip, which is our way of people to participate and get more content in the show and give Jan Flato his money back. Guys, we are going to raise his money back. I think we have so far about 150 people have signed up for this thing and some really nice donors.
We need to get to like 5,000.
So if you go
in order to get Jan's money back,
right,
in like,
before Jan dies.
You have 500 so far?
We have 150.
Well, actually 163.
Oh, wow.
So d.rip/dpt.
Yes.
d.rip/dpt, and you can just sign up and give what you feel like you can get. And by the way, there's a portion of every single thing that gets given goes to Jan Flato, and we're going to get him his money back.
Who is Jan Flato?
Unwrapping that answer is like, it's on mini episode.
That's the t-shirt.
That's who is Jan Flato.
Is it real? Is it a man or a woman?
It's a guy who was scammed out of $50,000 by his quote-unquote Russian girlfriend at a casino because she pushed the button on the thing.
And
he is...
Who can't relate to that?
I mean, that's a story as old as time. Disney wanted to do that. It was that or Ratatouille.
It's called Beauty and the Biatch.
Yeah.
Jan Flato was the beauty.
Of course.
But our fans are going to, through this trip, we are going to raise the money to give it back to him.
You're trying to get $50,000 for him,
right.
And you have $162?
Yes, per month.
Well, we have various levels, so it's
about 150.
It allows us to do a lot more things with the people in this town.
Okay.
And build a community.
But
it's just part of that goes back to him. All right, so guys, do that. So world's getting dumber. We get stories sent in. The only way to fight back is humor. Dan gets the stories. Andrew doesn't know the stories.
We don't know the stories. Dan, give us one.
Here we go. This was sent in by Catherine Tuck. @ Catherine Lorna. So in her hand,
what is the
she
tuck
bailed
rule?
On the tuck. There you
is
go.
She Lorna or Tuck? Already,
I think
it's a
she
mystery.
She bailed on Tuck in her handle.
Uh huh.
She tucked it. She tucked it and ran. She tucked her last name.
When I think of Tuck, I think of the guy from Silence of the Lambs who tucks his penis underneath.
And
dances around like
I Buffalo think of
Bill
Tucks.
Or whatever his name is.
You think of who?
Tucks.
Like a tuxedo?
No, like those medicated pads if you have hemorrhoids. Right? Isn't that what they're called?
Yes.
I don't have hemorrhoids, but somebody I live with does.
You wipe them?
Yeah, it's a wipe.
Was she a great big fat person? It's like this. I'd fuck me. Would you fuck
stop.
Me?
Come on.
It puts the tuck in the handle where it gets the
right, so it puts the Lorna in the basket.
Okay.
And she's
it puts
sent
the Lorna in the
thank
basket.
You for sending us in this story, Lorna Tuck.
A man who was
Kristen
dubbed
Tuck.
The most wanted deadbeat dad in the U.S.
Is this your dad, Dan?
No, he couldn't even achieve that.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't wanted by anyone.
Let's not give him any glory.
Most wanted deadbeat dad in the U.S.
That sounds like it was like a moniker given to him by like Joe Arpaio.
Also, like who's keeping track?
Sheriff
Joe. What are the stipulations for qualifying for such
well,
things?
Well, you
also most wanted by who?
Yeah,
like,
right.
The
by his own family.
Or
by
the
his
kids?
Own kids.
It's unclear so far.
I think the first step for those kids is not to want that guy anymore.
Right.
Just be like, you don't need this.
Right.
It's called cut your losses.
Yeah.
But no, there is something about like that notion of a who's the best, worst person.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that,
like,
you don't
want
to be on that list. Like you're in a deadbeat dad fantasy league, right? I mean, we are too.
Yeah. And I drafted it 10 months.
Right. Mm. So this is a guy, he wasn't even a flex option. He's your number one option.
Right.
As the worst guy.
Right.
He's your go-to guy.
A man who is dubbed the most wanted deadbeat dad in the U.S. has been sentenced to 2 years in jail
That's not that long.
Is that enough?
That's a vacation.
I didn't know you could go to jail for being a deadbeat dad.
He doesn't want to see his kids anyway, so for him, it's all good.
Yeah, you guaranteed it.
The first thing he says is, are there visiting rights? And they're like, no. He's like, thank God.
He's like, perfect. I love it.
Literally, like, the banner from behind George Bush just, like, mission accomplished. It's like,
raised up behind him.
He was sentenced to jail for 2 years, months after he was arrested near Calgary with the help of a restaurateur who acted on a hunch. Those Canadian restaurateurs.
You know, I'm like an
Applebee's with an attitude.
Right.
I'm just
That's
happy.
Just called the bees.
Yeah.
The manager or something was at the store.
At the restaurant.
The store.
The restaurant.
A store where you get food, where you sit down and order food.
Yeah.
I know the store.
Food store.
That's what I'm going to call restaurant.
Do you guys want to go out for dinner?
Do you guys
want
to go to the food store for dinner?
just eat. I would like to go. Please, can we go to a nice food store?
Let's go to a nice Indian food store.
Can we stop at the car shower on the way?
Yeah. We got to get our car shower. And we got to eat at the food store.
Jonathan Gold knew all the best food stores.
In L.A.
May he rest in peace.
The fact that he lived that long is beyond me.
How long did he live?
Too long to be eating that food. Considering what he ate.
Yeah.
Joseph Stroop. This is about to be a fact.
You make me want a Stroop.
Yep.
Stroop, ba-doop.
That's what I was thinking too, but I couldn't tell if that was the tune you were doing.
You couldn't tell what I was doing.
I have a bad ear. It's not you. It's me.
George Bailey-ing it. You're George Bailey-ing.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, George Bailey.
George Bailey.
Randy went to
take me to the food store, George Bailey.
Joseph Stroop, who had been living under the name. Now, his name was Joseph.
I thought you were saying he was living under the overpass.
I thought you were going to say Joseph Stroop, who was living under a stoop. And I'm like, did Theodore Geisel write this?
Ooh, good pull.
Oh, wow. That is doctors.
Wait, was Joseph Stroop the manager at the food store?
No, he's the deadbeat dad.
Oh, okay.
Joseph Stroop, who'd been living under the name. This is the name he gave himself when he ran up to Canada.
Uh-huh.
Had been living under the name Joop Cousteau.
Stop. Please, stop. Dear God, stop.
J-O-O-P.
Joop
Common
Cousteau.
Spelling on Cousteau.
I think it's cool.
Joop Cousteau.
I think it's cool,
like,
you guys.
I've ditched these damn kids. I'm living in Canada. What is French to me?
Yeah.
Joop Cousteau.
Joop Cousteau.
Yeah.
Joop Cousteau, if you're nasty.
You make me want a Joop.
Nope.
Joop
it still works.
Joop.
So
he still wanted a piece of his old name. Like, he's like, I want to get a new name, but I don't want it to go so far from my old name.
Right. His rapper name is Juku.
Yes. Which is also the Scholars rapper.
It is.
Yes.
Juku.
You're Juku and you're Koo.
He was detained by the Canada Border Service Agency and transported to the United States on February 15th. So at least he got to have Valentine's Day in Canada.
Which is always a great
feeling. I'm going to show you guys a picture of him.
Of Joop?
Yes. Joop Cousteau.
Joop Cousteau.
A.K.A. Joseph Stroop.
Okay.
When I saw this photo, I thought it was a promotional photo, and we're all going to know exactly who this guy looks like so much.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's see it.
Who's that?
Looks like
the soup Nazi.
Is the soup Nazi or
Tony Shalhoub?
Tony Shalhoub?
Is this like a promo for Monk?
Guys, we were at the diner up at my cabin in Wisconsin. This is the same exact pose from that photo.
Or he looks like the guy who imitated Saddam Hussein.
He looks like Saddam Hussein.
This is Sacha Baron Cohen's Who's Canada.
Yes.
So I'm going to say he looks exactly.
I thought it was the soup Nazi. I was like, there's an ad for the soup Nazi on this article?
I know Joop Cousteau is a made up name.
Right.
But this guy looks exactly like a Joop Cousteau.
You're saying he nailed it. What he lacked in being a parent, he made up for an alias creation.
That's right.
Okay.
If you have spent as nearly as much time on his children as he did on getting the correct name,
mm-hmm.
Joop Cousteau, they would be his.
By the way,
forever.
Photo of Joop Cousteau on the Facebook page.
Of course.
So join them.
Authorities were tipped off by the co-proprietor of.
By the way, that looks like half the headshots at my cleaners.
Oh, yes, 100%.
By the way, it looks like half the people who work at my cleaners.
It's an impressive mustache, I have to say.
Yes. I have a mustache right now, and it does not even come close to the sheer girth, the width.
Also, if I just in a vacuum showed you this guy's photo and said, does this man love his kids? No.
You would say no.
No.
Is this man in a Freddie Mercury cover band? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. He's just waiting for the hammer to fall.
Authorities were tipped off by the co-proprietor.
All we hear is radio joop joop. Radio Cousteau.
That was good.
Thank you.
Authorities were tipped off by the co-proprietor of the Bear's Den restaurant, which I already want to go to.
Or
the
store.
Bear's, oh, Bear's Den, Den food store.
Yeah.
Fine. Wait, is this a Chicago Bears bar?
No, but Calgary? I don't know. I just imagine how great a restaurant in Calgary named the Bear's Den would be.
What's in it? What's the decor?
It's
a lot of panel.
A lot of wood panel.
It looks like every
swivel
basement.
Stools.
Traps. Bear traps. Yeah.
Bear traps yep. near the bathrooms.
Yeah, you know that the bathroom doors have signs that don't just say men and women.
Right. It's got cubs.
Yeah.
Cubbies where you put your shoes.
And you're like, I don't know. Can there be a female cub? There's a lot of confusion around the bathroom going, which one am I supposed to go in? Are we in the hibernating room tonight? And there's like beds in the hibernating room.
There's like bloody carcasses.
Yes.
And bears.
Yep. And literally in Calgary, bears. There are actual bears.
Authorities were tipped off by the co-proprietor of the Bear's Den restaurant west of Calgary, who found his picture on a U.S. government website listing, quote, wanted deadbeats.
Okay, hold on a second.
Who is just looking at, on the, like when you go to the internet, what's your, like, I look for, I don't know what you look for, like, first. You looking for deadbeat dads, like, right out the gate? Like, that's what I want to search
for. I've never looked for that. I looked up, like,
a new Adidas shoes, because my shoes are busted. That's
I
my
looked
first
up
look.
Ben Michigan. Affleck's recent girlfriends this
what
morning.
About his rehab, like, situation?
Yeah, I looked that up.
Are you, were you like, I can't believe you left Jennifer Garner for that woman? Or
well,
were you
his
like,
first girlfriend after Jennifer Garner seemed quality.
Who was the woman who's like blonde, the production manager?
The SNL production lady?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she seemed normal.
Okay.
But that's based on nothing. That's based on
first,
an image.
That's his first
and
girlfriend.
And she's 38 years old.
And who's the second girlfriend?
22 or 25-year-old Playboy model. So pretty.
Yeah.
I mean. You don't say.
I mean, so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Like,
beautiful.
Just great. Like, great looking.
But you're like, that's who you should, I guess, be with?
I mean, if he wants to.
Like, be a bachelor. Why'd you ever get married? Be a bachelor.
He wanted kids.
I guess
did
so.
He got them.
He got kids.
Think
he had his time with Jennifer
so you
Garner.
Were searching for deadbeat dads.
I guess I was. I
you
guess I actually
Affleck.
Was.
We brought it all the way around.
Searching for deadbeat dads and you got Affleck.
Yeah.
And go to the U.S. government website.
No, I will
like
next.
This Canadian food
well,
store did.
A clerk with the U.S. District Court in Grand Rapids, Michigan told CBC News that Joseph Stroop, a.k.a. Jube Cousteau, was sentenced on August 20th, so that's how we got recent to this, to 24 months in jail and ordered to pay how much in restitution, which is the amount he owed
in
child support.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you guys, he's the world's most wanted deadbeat dad
right now.
He goes by Jube Cousteau.
Like Tom Selleck
what he
could
looks
play
like.
Him in the movie about his life.
How much money do you think he owed his family and kids?
My guess is $5,000.
Okay, $5,000.
Obviously, he owes more than that, but I feel like that's going to be the number.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to say like $37,000.
Jason says $37,000.
Oh, I think hasn't paid for like 3 years hasn't paid for like 4 or 5 years, and he probably owes $2,000 a month.
Okay.
Right? Doesn't that make sense? $500 a week?
What would that be?
You're saying about $72,000.
Yeah.
Jube Cousteau.
Get your answers in.
I need to change mine.
Okay. Go ahead, change it.
$12,000.
$12,000. That's our official. All right,
what
so
I
Jay says?
30, what I say?
37.
I said 72.
And I said 12,000.
Okay.
Jube Cousteau owes his family, earning him the title
most
wanted deadbeat dad owes his family $533,000.
What?
Wow.
$533,624.91.
How many kids does he have?
Jesus. And kids are expensive.
I don't know.
Kids are expensive. Kids are expensive. That's the message I take away.
Stroop had been ordered to pay child support during a 1989 divorce.
Oh.
According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services website, he owed more than five. Oh, wow. This number is actually... That was restitution.
Yeah.
They're saying he owed more than $560,000 in child support.
Wow.
Jesus. I was $500,000 off.
Yeah.
I was the most out of all of us.
Yes.
My first guess was $2,000.
$5,000. You were 100 times off.
Yes.
You weren't even in the ballpark. You weren't even on the map.
Maybe because sounds like I'm a mom, and I'm like, well, if my husband didn't help out, just bailed on me, sure. $2,000 worth, I'd be like, go to jail. Just go to jail. Get the fuck out of here. Go to jail.
Get in jail.
You owe me $2,000.
You're never going to see the inside of a food store again.
Investigators say he fled despite selling an internet business for more than $2 million.
Okay. Now I hate him. This asshole.
Yeah.
He's been
on the run ever since.
What was his internet business?
I don't know.
How to not take care of your kids? .com.
Aliases.com.
Yeah.
Jupe-coo.
Living in Calgary area.
Jupe
Cousteau had become somewhat of a regular at the Bears Den.
Here's the thing. If you are running from anything or anybody,
you cannot become a regular anywhere.
Because that opens the door for people to know about you. You need to be moving around. Like, you give up your right to be a regular once you stop paying child support since 89.
Someone's going to get a hunch.
Right.
Yes. Someone.
Someone
at the food store.
He'd become a regular at the Bears Den, which is a now closed restaurant outside Calgary's city limits in the Northwest community.
Why is it closed? Because of it? Because of their desire to fight crime?
I just think they
had like a C rating.
Guys, it's outside the Calgary city limits in the Northwest in the community of Bears Paw.
Where are the bears going to eat now?
This is a restaurant for
hairy gay men, right? Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
The only Bears Paw.
The Bears Paw would be a gay bar in like Chelsea, New York.
Jukoop is hairy. He's got that stash.
He was well liked by the staff. Jukoop said Scott Winograd.
Are you calling him Jukoop?
The restaurant's former general manager and co-proprietor. I'm going to show you a picture of Scott Winograd, and you're like, oh yeah, this is a Canadian crime solving dude.
Okay. Oh, this is the one who had the hunch?
He looks like a cute little detective.
Oh yeah.
Jeff Daniels would play him.
He is so sweet.
First of all,
he probably eats pussy really good.
Exactly. Number one. And number two.
No, babe, we're done. You got what you wanted.
You don't need to fulfill me.
He is so generous.
Pocket square, on point. He's not even wearing a suit. He's wearing a
jacket, a sweater and a button-up. And the glasses are hung over the sweater.
Oh, yeah. And the pocket square is ready to go. I love this guy.
Did you say Jeff Daniels?
I said Jeff Daniels plays him
in the Canadian movie
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
He apologizes for solving crimes.
Scott Winograd said he was well-liked by the staff, but that changed in November following an unusual request by Joseph Stroop.
Wait, hold on a second. What if Scott Winograd said that he himself was liked by the staff?
I was very liked by the staff.
Until a weird request from Stroop came.
Here's how it all came down. Ready?
Yeah.
One day, out of the blue, he ordered a cherry Coke, and he wanted 8 maraschino cherries in it.
One for each kid dead. He hasn't paid money for.
Yeah, deadbeat dad right there. That's a
deadbeat drag martini.
Yeah.
Which is just bizarre. That doesn't happen, said Winograd.
And then straight to the internet to look up deadbeat dads from all those cherries. Too many cherries that equals is a kid, deadbeat dad.
That is a kid is order, eight. Though. Kid eat. Order to eat a bunch of little cherries with a Coke.
Yeah.
But staff put the drink together and served it to Stroop.
Staff? It took more than one person? I love that it's...
Hey, don't judge their food store.
Hey,
guys,
that's a cherry issue. That's Dana.
I can't handle
Dana
this.
Dana handles the cherries. Dana,
wait,
will you
want
please
me
get
to put
cherries?
8 cherries
in one. Each person who works there puts a cherry in the drink. Everybody has...
Thank you,
everybody's
Dana.
On cherry
Dana
duty.
Dana just explained it to us. Dana, yeah. Thank you, Dana.
About a minute later... He calls the server over, and he's clutching his jaw and says, I bit into a pit and broke some dental work.
That's me!
And he holds a pit up.
Me. You know that happened to me.
Yes.
I bit into a pit of a date and cracked my tooth down to the root.
But you're not a deadbeat dad.
No.
Not anymore. Staff at the restaurant became suspicious, as maraschino cherries generally don't have pits.
Right.
They never have a pit.
No.
It's like fruit cocktail cherries.
He held up this pit that looked like a regular cherry, said Winograd. The next day, the man came back with handwritten forms from a dental office describing his alleged injuries.
Oh, so he wants to sue them.
Yes.
There we go.
Or he hurt his tooth himself and decided, I'll go somewhere and see if I can blame it on someone else.
The old 8 cherry Coke. Yeah. Scam.
Worried about being sued for damages, Winograd said he typed the man's name into Google, which led him to a Facebook page started by one of Stroop's sons.
What?
I started following some links and got to the Department of Justice website, and sure enough, he was the number one most wanted deadbeat dad, and the picture was him from 20 years ago, a spitting image. It was absolutely him. Nothing had changed. Just older, hair loss, glasses now, but I was sure it was him.
By hair way, loss. I love that he got that.
That's such
in.
A dig. Like, Winograd. That is such a like emotionless dig.
Should have gotten for hims.
Winograd, just over here laying it down.
Yes.
You know, typical older yes. hair loss. It's like
hair loss. Hair loss.
He did not need to add.
Nothing had changed. Nothing. He was just older.
Older.
Hair loss.
A little bit same. Erectile dysfunction.
You can tell he's got ED by looking at him.
Yeah, wait, you know, don't know that.
Same guy. No, he needs you to go to fourhims.com.
You don't know that.
He's the same guy.
Erectile dysfunction.
I mean, how exciting would that moment be if you're like Googling and typing and Facebooking and then you're like, oh my God.
It's him.
It's right. him, you
that
guys.
That is an aha moment that most detectives don't ever get. Like when they caught the Golden State Killer, they didn't have that big of an aha.
They were just yeah. tired. They were just like, oh, that's him. Thank God.
Like, there he goes.
Meanwhile, nice. Winograd's got a hunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going on it.
Winograd. It's so sweet that they call it a hunch. It's way more than a hunch.
I know. It's a sting.
Yeah.
I also feel like the Canadian in him would have pronounced something in a way that we don't pronounce it. Like hair loss. Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah,
like, do you put the emphasis on dis?
Yeah.
Erectile dysfunction.
That's what Winograd did. He then telephoned Jupe Cousteau under the guise of wanting to settle the dental complaint
and invited him
to come to the restaurant.
Come
for
down
dinner.
To the restaurant. We're going to give you
oh,
your
yeah,
money.
Come on down.
Come on down.
Oh, no, we're going to
settle
it
all up we're
gonna
for gonna you.
We're
going to
give you some tooth money.
I got a hunch you should come down here.
Yeah. This guy is so brave.
He's
I love
brilliant.
Him.
Sure enough, he comes in a day or two later and I talk to him. He said, I wanted to be sure. I didn't want to say this might be the guy or it might not be. Once he felt sure, Winograd jotted down the license plate on Stroop's car and called the RCMP the next day.
Royal wow. Canadian Mounted Police.
They didn't think they could do anything because they said,
they're on horses.
We're
and
from
they're
Canada. We can't do it. It's out of our
look,
jurisdiction.
If he wants to play us in hockey, we can do that. But that's
well,
pretty
we'll put
much
him into the boards for you.
Yeah, I'll rough him up and I'll pull his jersey over his head. But I can't do anything else.
It's out of our jurisdiction.
If it's a real crime, we don't do that.
Yeah, we don't know what you're mad about, but we'll do whatever we can.
Because they
can
said
we just give him a hug?
Because they said he's not wanted here. He's wanted in the United States. They can't do anything. Great. I was quite surprised by that, says Winograd.
Yeah.
Winograd, not to be deterred, then contacted the Inspector General's Office of the United States. He's going all the way
he's
up.
He's making a long-distance international call.
Within an hour, I had the FBI, U.S. Marshals, and the Office of the Inspector General calling, wanting more information.
Now, that seems like an exaggeration.
They really wanted this guy.
I love it,
within
though.
An hour.
By the
I
way.
Know.
It
By
probably took longer than an
it
hour.
Probably took like 2 hours, but he chose.
And I feel like the FBI is getting a bad rap right now
sure.
in the world. Let's give them credit where credit is
getting
due.
Getting this guy. Mm. Getting Jupe Cousteau.
You know what they're not being? They're not being a deadbeat organization. They're stepping up in this
Thank
scenario.
You.
Stroop was arrested by the Canada Border Service Agency on February 1st and taken back to the U.S. to face charges and is now been sentenced to 2 years in jail.
So here's the deal. So he got greedy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm fine. I haven't paid child support.
I can be a regular at the Bears.
I want to screw somebody else over.
But he screwed. He sort of bit the hand that was feeding him maraschino cherries.
The food store.
Yeah.
He bit the hand of the food store that was feeding him. You don't do that.
I know.
Especially if you're a regular there. Like, do it at a food store that you normally don't go
right.
to. Why go to the
but
one?
But this guy is wild. He's not thinking logically.
He didn't think Winograd
know?
Was going to have a hunch. And now I'm so sad that this place, Winograd lost his business.
I
the Bears Den's closed.
But maybe Winograd is now like, you know,
detective,
like
a cold
PI.
Case, yeah,
yes.
cold case file guy.
I mean
that's
that
on CBS. A quiet little Canada town with an old man who's solving crimes.
Yeah. Look, I do cold case files.
Canada town.
Canada
Nobody's
town.
Nobody's going to call me out on that.
Canada town, Dan.
I called
maybe
myself
that's
on it.
Maybe that's
double
what
down
it's
now.
Called.
I did it.
I'll see you in Canada town.
Canada people town.
There it is. Yeah.
But he only got 2 years after all that.
I know.
It's not enough.
But he's ordered to pay the restitution.
Well,
that's
good.
Happen.
At least he's got to pay that back.
Yeah.
You think when they walked into the Bears Den to get him, he was like, he's over here, the fat guy with no hair.
Aging badly right
Aging
over here.
Aging badly.
That's a mini.
There you go. Mini episode. Andrew Rosen. It. Follow her on Twitter. She is at...
Andrea Fart Rosen.
Andrea Perfect. Fart Rosen. And
Rosie, you were great in our poop documentary.
Yes. Watch her in the poop documentary. It's available still. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on iTunes.
Poop
and
Talk.
Poop Talk. She's hilarious in it. And also, if you're in LA, you can see her at Crane's Comedy.
September 19th.
September 19th.
A great show and a great person to come and see. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm your down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.